Blog Talk Radio.
Yeah.
Good morning. In Brenda's world, in Kansas City, Kansas, on the west end of that inner city viaduct between the two beautiful cities, Kansas City, Kansas, and Kansas City, Missouri. That was Miss Janelle Monae with her Electric Lady opening my show today. And that back to that inner city viaduct, I think it came out of my mouth that it scares me. When I was a child, I had dreaded nightmares about big gaps in the bridge and black snakes all over my feet. I had to get out, and I had to leap over the big hole in the bridge. Oh, no. Here's Rihanna. Kansas City, we've had thunderstorms and it's just raining real hard. Some places in the Northland have got too much rain, and when I go across that river can't hold too much more rain before it starts pouring out. So we're going to do a double play. Miss Mimi is talking to me over here, so I'll be back. Thank you.
Thank you.
Noticed Mimi seems like she's in charge this morning. But she is. She's my service dog and she makes me go outside when I don't want to. And that's what just occurred was I went outside. And nothing happened except we walked around in circles and then here we are.
Oh.
Mimi and I are over here trying to adapt to the weather change. It's 65 degrees, the wind's blowing, it's pouring down rain, and the other day it was 103. So, if you listen to my show around the world, at this point you should know that I, when this occurs, that I'm moan and groan and moan and groan. Then I do this radio show. I perform some Reiki on myself. I perform Reiki on Mimi, and Mimi bosses me around, and forward we move. So everything is okay. So let's just, I better see how much time we have left. A long time. We have an hour. Let me check my studio. And it is Thursday. And you all know by now that Thursday is a special day for me. That on Thursday evening at 7 p.m. Central Time, the great apostle Jeremiah Cummings and his beautiful wife, Dr. Pastor Gloria Maria Cummings, are in Kankakee, Illinois, and they do a Thursday evening non-traditional supernatural teaching of the Word. So if you have not ever experience the supernatural feeling that can come from all of that, then you need to listen to this program. You can call them at 657-383-0112 at 7 p.m. Central Time and listen to them continue their sharing experience of the two of them learning and sharing with the two of us, and it's just delightful. And like, excited. And then at 9 p.m. Central Time, Stephen P. Howell will do a live feed on Facebook on Stephen P. Howell's page. And once it starts, I will send invitations to people to come and listen. It's a delightful way to spend Thursday evening in the comfort of your own home, having a drink or whatever you do, and listening to Stephen P. Howell entertain us with his great music abilities. And I'm over here listening. My friend Diane Hudson is listening to Pink. I haven't listened to her for a great amount of time, so let's see. I'm clicking away. There you go. This is Pink. Well, just give me a reason. I think a lot of people say that. Just give me a reason. And it's not that hard.
Where'd you go? Why?
Now you would tell him in your sleep, things you never say to me. Tell me if you had a dream.
You've been having
I don't listen to Pink very often. And then I picked that song. I'm over here. You did hear the sound of running water. And as I've told all my listeners all around the world, that if you support water as the number one medicine on the planet, then you better pray that every day you hear the sound of running water. So every time you hear that on my show, you just remember that. That's what that noise is, and water is life. Well, let's see what else I can do. Uh-oh. Beam me up. That sounds like entertaining. Let's have beam me up. Anybody want to go? Let's go. To beam me up.
Another conversation going on. In a parallel universe. Where nothing breaks. Nothing. There's a waltz playing frozen in time.
Excuse me.
Tiny bed.
Tiny bed.
I look at you, and you're looking at me. Could you beam me up? Give me a minute. I don't know what I'm saying. Probably just happy just to be there. Beam me up. Let me be alive. Tired of being a fighter, I think. A medicine alone. Just beam me up.
Well, I'm the one.
Beam me up. I'm the one. Lately a breath, a couple in the last day. Tell me how was you, staying good. There are times I feel a shiver of cold. It only happens when I'm on my own. That's how you tell me I'm not alone. Could you be me? I'm
Well, I'm gonna have to do some research on her and see if she writes her own songs. I mean, I apologize, but I really don't know. I'm going to read, but I can't see about. It says about. Here we go. Pink. She was initially viewed as another face in the late 90s crowd of teen pop acts. Pink, professionally known as Pink, quickly transcended and outgrew that label. And that's what we just heard was sounded like Linda Ronstadt or Emmylou Harris or somebody to that effect. And that just totally caught me off guard and like it very much. But she outgrew that label with her combination of pop, songcraft, and powerhouse rock influenced vocals. Now, see, I expected her to either be pop or rock and roll. And that's not what I just heard at all. She received her nickname as a child. My computer's done. I'm trying to find where I was. Okay, I moved the whole... I touched the screen and everything moved. Pink received her nickname as a child years before she dyed her hair accordingly. She grew up in a musical family, was a regular on the Philadelphia club scene by the age of 13. Well, Jerry Cummings probably knows what I'm talking about. That's where he was, around in there. First as dancer and then as a backing vocalist for the local hip-hop group Schools of Thought. At 14, she began... here we go. At 14, she began writing her whole songs. The same year, a local DJ at Club Fever began inviting her on stage to sing a song every Friday. Pink was spotted one night by an executive for MCA Records who asked her to audition for R&B group called Basic Instinct. Although Pink's strong vocals landed her the gig, the group imploded not long after that. She was quickly recruited for a female R&B trio called Choice, who signed the LA... Did you hear what I said? I said LA Reid out of my mouth. Strength of the... Who signed to... She signed a record contract with LA Reid and Babyface. Faces, the Face label on the strength of their demo. But then they didn't get along. She was had brief studio time with them. And Daryl Simons asked Pink to write a bridge selection for the song Just to Be Loving You. Impressed with the results, Pink rediscovered her songwriting muse as an equally impressed L.A. Reid soon gave her a solo deal with LaFaith. And that's just, L.A. Reid, his ears work perfect. He has perfect pitch in his head. He knows what he's got a hold of. Awesome. So we're going to go back. Overview. And play. I don't see it. Let's see if I can find it down here. Looking around. No, I don't see it, but we will find it. So we're going to. Try this one. Da 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 da. Da 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 da. Oh. I mean, you just have to face reality that some songs are just not, you can't write on the same level of greatness every time. You have to, I'm not saying that wasn't good, I'm just saying that one's not great. Let's see what this is about. Says I'm not dead. Let's see what this says. And that would be Miss Pink again. I must be dead because I don't want to hear that noise. Humble neighborhoods. Oh, there's the rock right here. I just got a message from an ex-coworker that says that USD 500 doesn't offer all the same benefits to all of its employees. It picks and chooses who they want to treat better than other people or give more benefits to. And I just think it's very disrespectful. They don't get any pay. The bus driver, school bus drivers don't get any paid vacation. Every time there's Thanksgiving, I mean Halloween, they get off sometimes. 4 days, 3 days for Thanksgiving, 14 days for Christmas, whatever end services that the school district has. And I realize that this is at their discretion, but I'm just telling the listening viewers to listeners to please have respect for your people that are hauling your children, the future around, because they're somehow considered by, at this school district particularly, they're treated with, as if they're undeserving. Oh my, there I said it. Undeserving. I mean, they're driving around kids, bullets are going through a bus, and people are trying to beat you up, and sometimes they beat you up when they're trying to beat each other up because they don't mean to beat you up, but you just, when you're trying to save the girl from the other girl when they're in grade school, then they break your glasses and you can't. It's just a never-ending story. So just respect your bus drivers. They are struggling to take care of your children while somebody's taking care of theirs. Mrs. Pink misunderstood. Seem to have got a bit agitated thinking about, and I didn't, don't misunderstand me, I understand that I didn't have to work there for 30 years. I didn't have to keep putting up with their stuff, but I did, because they, to help, USD 500 is in a, located in a welfare county where there are a lot of homeless children, a lot of special ed children, a lot of immigrant children, and I don't understand how they don't have any money when the superintendent of schools makes $225,000 a year. So here we go. And this is dedicated to y'all. When you could single me out and pick on me, oh! Thank you. Pink, and it is entitled 18 Wheeler, and that's what I do think of them when I waste time thinking of them, because actually they did me a favor. I would have never discovered who I really was. And the kids used to tell me in the bus, "You're not a bus driver." They try to tell me sometimes, but I needed the job. I had a family that I had to support. Now I'm just have Mimi in here. So let's listen to this. Oh no. I'm trying to push the button. A string instrument the other day. We'll see how that goes.
Thank you.
Well, I just heard a different style, like ZZ Ward or Josh Stone. I think I'm going to have to start listening to you more often. When it was 90 degrees and I didn't feel like this, I did way more stuff, and now I'm like, ow! Excuse me, I had to let it out though. Ow. So I'm trying to keep doing it. I'm trying to keep doing it. So now that you, I'm sorry. Let's do that. This is pink, and today the day.
No.
Wow. That's an awesome song. I'm not sure how much time I have left. But I just want to remind you once again that it is Thursday. And at 7 p.m. Central Time, Apostle Jeremiah Cummings and Dr. Pastor Gloria Maria Cummings of Kankakee, Illinois, of Shabbat Global Ministries, all around the world. They got a new satellite today so that we could beam literally all around the world. And it's just most enjoyable. So if you are needing some godliness in your life, this is the teaching for you, that you should call and let it fill you up with. It starts with your brain, and then it works through your body, and then it goes into your heart. So if you're in need of that, then that's the place for you to be tonight at 7 p.m. Central Time. Oh, I can't play that. Let's see. 7 p.m. Central Time at 657-383-0112 or on Apostle Jeremiah Cummings page. There'll be a link. My page, there'll be a link. Dr. Pastor Gloria Marie Cummings. She prays for at 8:15, 8:10, somewhere around then. She prays, but you can hear them. She's right there with him the whole time that he's teaching us, so that they're learning together. He's teaching her, she's teaching him. And what better kind of relationship could there be than that? And it's just awesome. So please come and do that. Let's see what I'm missing. I don't know. Pink is still on here. Let's see what happens when I click on her name. I haven't eaten today. Nothing's happening when I click on her name. So, I must be supposed to play this song. Don't you just love it?
Yeah.
goodness. Uh-oh. I don't know what happened. It's playing by itself and thinking for itself on Thursday. Before we listen to the rest of this, we want to say thank you to Pink. You're a great artist, and keep writing those songs, girl. And this is Brenda from Brenda's World in Kansas City, Kansas, on the west end of that interstate park between the two beautiful cities of Kansas City, Kansas, and Kansas City, Missouri. Have a good day. I'll see you on the radio at 7 p.m. with Apostle Jeremiah Cummings and Dr. Pastor Gloria Maria Cummings and the crew. Josh Stone right there. Wow, wow. Yes, I did. So, I'm going to have a good Wednesday. I'm going to listen to the program this evening. Wake up, everybody, wake up. And with Stephen P. Howell. There it went. I got something to just say music every day. Why do I got to pick it? Oops.